A new study has found that the risk and occurrence of melanoma, a form of skin cancer, is disproportionately high in Marin County. The study was written by Christina Clark, who's a researcher with the Cancer Prevention Institute. She joins us on the phone now. Let's start with what your findings showed. How big a difference did you find in Marin County as opposed to other counties in California?
We found that melanoma occurrence is about 43% higher in Marin County than the rest of the Bay Area, which we track very closely. And it's about 60% higher than the state.
Those are big differences.
Big differences. It's noteworthy that we only look closely at melanoma in the non-Hispanic white population because rates of melanoma are about 20 times higher in whites than in other racial groups due to skin complexion being such an important risk factor for melanoma.
And do you have some theories as to why this should be so disproportionately high for the population of Marin County?
Marin County has a higher proportion of folks with established risk factors for melanoma, which again have to do with your complexion, having the really pale skin, blonde hair, blue eyes, red hair, the Northern European kind of background, and then having a history of what we call intermittent intense sun exposure. These are the kind of sun exposures you might get on vacation or from laying out at the pool all day or from doing a lot of outdoor activity without proper sun protection, especially in childhood. So most melanoma patients do have a history of a lot of sun exposure, unprotected skin during vacations, and altogether we think there's just a higher proportion of people like that that live in Marin County.
I know the focus of this report emphasized Marin County. What numbers have you found for Sonoma County?
Sonoma is right up there with a rate slightly lower but still high of 42 per 100,000.
Same kind of conditions apply?
I think so. The three highest counties in the state include Marin, Santa Barbara, and then Sonoma is actually number three.
What sort of preventative measures should people who are concerned about this take?
Melanoma is luckily a cancer that if you catch it early, the treatment is very successful. So being knowledgeable about melanoma, knowing what it looks like and what to look for screening yourself and getting checked by a doctor are really important. So that's the first thing. The second message is it's never too late to start protecting your skin from the sun, and that when taking advantage of the beautiful outdoors, wearing a hat, wearing long sleeves, wearing long pants, using sunscreen, that those things are all really, really important to protecting your skin in the long haul, and it's never too late to start doing that.
The melanomas occur then just in skin that is exposed directly to the sun?
Not necessarily. We definitely can find melanomas in skin that doesn't see the light of the sun very often, but generally, yes, it happens on the most sun-damaged skin, which for men tends to be the head and the arms and the legs, and for women tends to be arms and shoulders.
How do you know when a little is too much?
That's a tough question, something to talk to your doctor about, but certainly if you're starting to see signs of redness or sunburn, you've probably been in the sun too long.
Well, Christina, I want to thank you for taking time to talk with us about it. It sounds like important research, and maybe it's time to reach for that SPF 40.
That's exactly right. Thanks for having me.